Hi, it's Tony Bruschi. When you're not enjoying our haunting episodes of The Grave Talks, I invite you to check out our true crime and disaster podcast, Dark Side of Wikipedia, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. Just search Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download podcasts. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of a recent episode of Dark Side of Wikipedia. Today on The Dark Side of, a 19-year-old Idaho man claimed he watched his roommate commit suicide, and now he's charged with murder. Rust armorer Hannah Gutierrez Reed files suit against the ammo company PDQ Arm and Prop. And the palace strips Prince Andrew of many, many affiliations. Today, Dark Side of.
The human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is The Dark Side of.
That indeed it is. And welcome to the program. Press subscribe wherever you're listening to us. Greatly appreciate that. Follow the show. And if you really like the show, become a Dark Sider. That's a supporter. Sign up at patreon.com. Just search Dark Side of. And there you go. Darksidepod.com also takes you there. And you can, $5 a month, get access to all of our episodes commercial free. And binge away on advanced episodes as well. We greatly appreciate that and your help in keeping this program on the air. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Well, this week you and I have kind of been doing something we've done before, which is take yet another deep dive into the life of BTK.
Yeah.
Because they have that. There's a special this week on A&E.
Yeah.
And I think it's 4 episodes.
It is, yeah.
Or something. And it's one of those things, since I live in that town, it's so weird that it's kind of like I'm drawn to it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Like, I kind of don't want to see another one, but then I can't help myself.
Well, it's so like every other scene is somebody we know that's talking about the show. We're talking about
so it's so
case.
Funny because the first episode, the first thing that happens, this guy is doing a news story and it's somebody Tony and I both know.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's Gordon Basham.
I think we're like Facebook friends with everybody that's on that's documentary.
It's just, it's just, it's so weird. And it was weird to hear, there was some new things that I wasn't familiar with.
Yeah.
That,
Let's go into this. He totally thinks
he's like, he really thinks I'm a good guy, did some bad stuff.
He does.
You know, I'm a good guy.
Yeah.
I did some bad things, but I'm a good guy.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think you can be a good guy and brutally murder people. I just don't. I think by definition, that makes you a really horrible human being.
He talks about these things as if he were like discussing the rules of Monopoly. It's just like, and this is what you do, and this is how that happens, and that's just kind of how
it
is.
And that's what I call factor X.
Yeah.
And then I had a project.
Yeah.
No, you were contemplating murder, but he refers to it as a project. A project is me cleaning up my damn backyard. That's a project.
Yeah.
You know, not murdering someone.
And the fun part is, for you, you were right in the neighborhood when all this shit kind of started going down. And there's an interesting thing. I just heard it because I've been watching it. I think I'm like towards the end of part 3 on that A&E special. And I think I left it with one of the bumpers for the next segment. And it was hinting at, or he said something to the effect of, oh, there was several people that got very lucky that, you know, basically they were on my radar and I was going to watch them. And they were coming for me.
See, that's the thing, is that there's no way of knowing who it was, but I had something happen during that time frame where somebody tried to break into my house, and that person had also poisoned my dog. And it was the first night that, and you and I talked about this, I think on the first episode we did of this show together.
Yeah.
But and I think I talked about this.
We can refresh them. I mean, it's been quite a while.
Right. But so my sister had come to town and I was living with my friend Lori, and we had shut all of our windows that night and turned the air conditioner on because it was a summer. But we were two poor college girls. And so we didn't run our air conditioner ever. So that was the first night we'd ever had the window shut. And so one of the things he said in this new series was that, this new special was that he didn't like surprises. And so he would study people and he would know what to expect. So he didn't want any surprises. So I'm like, whoever, and I knew when this happened, I'm like, okay, they poisoned my dog. They tried to break in my house. And it was the first night that we'd had our windows shut. Whoever it was planning on our windows being open. I know it.
Yeah.
And because I saw him. And all the lights were out. So he didn't know that I could see him.
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting there in the dark because I'm upset because my dog, I think, is dying. And so I don't know. And then we lived right off of the highway, like literally three houses. And then the back of my house was just a main street that was an on-ramp to a highway. So he was talking about, because he had murdered somebody probably within a mile of where I lived. And he said he liked that neighborhood because of the easy access to the highway. And when he said that, I was like, God dang.
Yeah.
Like my house was like super easy access to the highway.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Who knows? I don't know. But I do know that I was living in a town that had a serial murderer killing people at that time.
Well, and the fact that, I mean, you can locate this and go, oh my God, like he was literally right in your neighborhood. It's not like,
oh, yeah.
Hey, Wichita's a big city. I mean, people don't realize that.
Well,
like across town is quite a freaking ways to be like, oh, he's somewhere. No, he was close. He was close.
And my dog's veterinarian, where we had just been, we had been there pretty, it hadn't been very long before she'd been poisoned. We'd been there a week or two before then. Was literally a half a block away from where he worked.
Yeah.
And so the vet clinic was right there in Park City. And so I don't, who knows? But when you see that and it's like knowing what you know now, it's like, okay, it could have been just another like run of the mill rapist or something. But
was there a lot of run of the mill rapists trying to break
into my house? And
yeah.
And it was really weird. So I don't know.
Wichita wasn't really a city at the time. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, for being like a run-of-the-mill rapist type town where you're like,
no. And
shit.
In fact, honestly, they had done a really, I don't know if it's a disservice or if, I don't know, because it was kind of weird. They didn't, because the murders were so spread out.
Yeah.
Over really, like from 74 or something like that to 91. So it was almost like an 18, 20-year period of time.
Yeah.
And so when I moved to town to go to Wichita State, it was probably 83, something like that. And I'd heard about him, but I'm like, what happened to him? And everybody's like, they don't know. They think that he's dead or he moved away.
Mm-hmm.
That's what everybody thought. And so there were some murders that the police thought he was connected to, but they didn't say anything.
Yeah.
And so, honest to God, we didn't think that. I mean, there's some people got murdered, but it's like, oh, that's horrible. But yeah. It's horrible, but you don't think it's a serial killer.
Well, sure. And at the time, too, I mean, the concept of the serial killer was still very new.
Yeah, watch Mindhunter.
Yeah.
That's all about BTK.
Yeah.
Not all, but there's a big BTK component, and I hope that comes back for another
season. Is there any news on that?
I don't know, but I really hope it comes back.
Let's find our latest Mindhunter news here on The Dark Side of...
It's such a good show.
Let's see what we got going on here. not technically canceled. Released some contracts. I don't know. It's still kind of in limbo, it looks like.
Because it just ended up with BTK. Like,
I know.
Binding himself up. And that's what he did. It was just so twisted. And all of it was just so... And watching that again was just like...
It was such a good... Yeah. It's one of those where it's like, this is stupid not to bring this back.
But like, I literally... You know, if you haven't listened to that episode that where Tony and I took a deep dive, one of my... best friends at the time. In fact, I just ran into her again at the grocery store. She went to church with him.
Yeah.
Like he was, it wasn't a big church.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there, like when her kids got baptized, it would have been in the 90s.
Yeah.
He would have been there that day. You know, it's like they knew him as Dennis.
Yeah.
You know, and like, how bizarre is that? You know, you go to church. These are your church friends.
Mm-hmm.
They had a spaghetti supper. I think it was the night before he got arrested.
Mm-hmm.
He's at the spaghetti supper. Like, that's how normal it was. And then all of a sudden, it's like, what? Dennis is BTK?
It makes you really skeptical of everyone around you.
Right?
You know? It doesn't do good for humanity in terms of being like, I'm good. Like, yeah, I trust people. Here's one. A 19-year-old Idaho man claimed he watched his roommate commit suicide. He's now charged with murder. Let's hear the details on this. I'm kind of curious. A 19-year-old Idaho man who said he watched his roommate take his own life in a city park is now accused by authorities of murdering him. Dakota Travis Honeycott of Nampa is charged with first-degree murder into the shooting death of Kevin Hunt, 48, also of Nampa, online court records show. Honeycott is also charged with felony counts of grand theft and destruction of evidence in connection with the case. Honeycott was initially charged with assisting a suicide, the Alder County Sheriff's Office says in a release. But on Monday, prosecutors filed an amendment, a complaint in the case, which upgraded the charge to first-degree murder. KTVB 7, number one in Idaho. But bad ass news, KTVB, bitches. The Idaho Press and the Idaho Statesman report is it's being accurate. This facing up to life in prison. Prosecutors changed the changed the charge after investigators collected more evidence in the case that showed Honeycutt planned and killed and did it with a shotgun that wasn't his. The sheriff's office says in the release, the alleged crime came in at 9 a.m. on December 26th with a passerby finding Hunt's body on the sidewalk in Hunter's Creek Park, about 20 minutes from Nampa. Investigators quickly determined Hunt died from a gunshot wound, states the release. Police say Hunt was by himself. No signs of his car were found at the park. Investigators closed off the area and began an intensive search. Investigators eventually determined Honeycutt was living at Hunt's Nampa area apartment and might be driving Hunt's car, the sheriff's office says in the release. On December 26, investigators located Honeycutt, who had been staying with Hunt in his Nampa apartment. KTVB 7 Action Motherfucking News, bitch! Reports. Honeycutt told investigators he dropped to Hunter's Creek Park on December 25th, watched Hunt shoot himself around 9 p.m., left the body there, took the shotgun, and threw it in the Boise River before going back to the Nampa apartment later that night. According to the release, police on December 27th, the Ada County Sheriff's dive team found the shotgun in the Boise River. Investigators determined the short time later, Honeycutt actually did the shooting. The release says it's unclear why the men were at Hunter's Creek Park since they both lived in Nampa and do not appear to have any ties to Star. It's unclear how the two knew each other since Honeycutt is originally from Tennessee. KTVB 7! Whoa! That's not 6, that's not 8, it's 7! Reports. No details have been released on the possible motive. That's the preview. If you want to hear the full episode, be sure to subscribe to Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download podcasts and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday.